Dreamscape presents The Protégé by Jody Gurman, narrated by Cindy Kay and Jess Nahikian. Chapter 1. Hannah. I'm sitting on the stage, contemplating Mick Lynch's skull. It's nicely formed, as craniums go. He's bald, shaved, skinhead naked, not just buzzed. So it's easy to observe its shape. The parietal bone forms one long, elegant curve from the top of his head to his occipital bun. The frontal bone, with its pronounced brow and sharp zygomatic curvature, gives his face a strong, intimidating look. We find a strong frontal bone appealing in males because of its ability to resist blunt force trauma, to survive a falling limb, a spear, a tie iron. We crave signs of strength. It means our offspring have a better chance at passing on our genes. Mick Lynch's cranium screams safety, warmth, security, genetic success. But what really catches my eye is his zygomatic arch, that tender, gently curved place just behind the ear. His seems to be flexing. Not the bone itself, of course, but the temporalis muscles. They're hypnotically active. I watch them move as he addresses the crowd, arms outstretched like an evangelical preacher. Though I know this is scientifically inaccurate, it gives the impression his brain is too active to be caged within his skull. It's mesmerizing. He's mesmerizing. I hate the son of a bitch, but I have to admit, he knows how to work a room. A quick scan of the packed lecture hall confirms my suspicions. The audience can't take their eyes off him. Some of the men sit canted forward in their seats, faces eager. Others lean back, contemplating each word. The women wear faint, dreamy smiles. Some flex their frontalis muscles, resulting in furrowed brows. On closer inspection, I suspect the frowners react differently to sexual stimuli than their starry-eyed sisters. The smilers enjoy the way his voice caresses them. The frowners know better. Do I know better? The question emerges from the dark underbelly of my mind, blindsiding me. Of course I know better. Jesus, the guy's a first-class narcissist. He's in love with the sound of his own voice. Granted, it does have a compelling cadence. Part gospel minister, part Steve Jobs. I force myself to focus on his lecture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?